Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
How is your windstorm up there in D.C.?
It closed the federal government.
Schools.
Did it really?
And everything.
Yes. Yeah. I was enough shocked yesterday when they said no trash pickup in Loudoun County. And then today They canceled. Wade called. No school. And then the federal government shut down.
Maryland, Virginia, D.C., all closed.
So what are your maximum sustained winds up there?
This 59.
50 to 60.
59 in Leesburg this morning.
Pussies.
Tell me about it.
Anyway, no.
You live through hurricanes.
That's right. You know, down here, do we have Mr. Marley?
We do, indeed. We absolutely do.
Let's welcome a gentleman that kindly agreed to join us for the beginning of the show today. He will be appearing at the DC Improv March 8th through the 11th. You can get your tickets at dcimprov.com. A very funny man. I love saying that because I feel like a real talk show host. A very funny man. Mr. Bob Marley. Bob!
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Bob. We're doing great, Bob Marley.
I am held up in a bunker up here in Maine, and I'm waiting for Armageddon, the windstorm, of which nothing is happening right now.
Oh, so you're not getting anything. You were born in Portland, Maine. Are you in southern Maine, or are you in any other part of that massive state?
Yeah, I was actually born in Bangor, but I'm in Portland now. We haven't got slammed with it yet, but they're full force up here. You know, we had that huge windstorm in October, which was that one came out of nowhere, and we all took it for granted. My wife and I were watching the local news guy, and he's like, "We got gale force winds coming out there." And my wife goes, "Put it back on Shark Tank, Bob. This is going to be nice."
Shark Tank. Put it on Shark Tank, Bob. There we are.
3 o'clock in the morning, a birch tree comes through the living room. I'm like, "Huh, it seems to be developing for something that's nothing." So I'm down there in my underwears and a pair of flip flops and a chainsaw cutting the tree up. She's yelling at me, "What, Bob? Bob?" I go, "What, babe?" She goes, "You need to put some clothes on." I'm like, "You're worried about my outfit? There's a tree in the living room right now. Probably a little more pressing."
You're a true Mainer, you know, out there with a chainsaw in your boxers. Now, listen, Bob, I got to talk. I want to do some Maine talk because I split my time in southern Florida, and then I'm up in Hancock.
That's 40... what your producer told me. Up in Hancock County, dude. Up there. Right. Those guys are like, you don't even know what they're saying.
You know what? All right. We're going to do...
I see your license plate, O'Meara, coming up from someplace else here, in fancy Virginia, whatever. I don't know what you're thinking, but what don't matter?
Here's the deal. All right. Let me give you the background. Here's the thing, Bob Marley. You know Maine. You were born in Maine. Maine's a big part of what you talk about. This is my observation, all right? Growing up and having summers up there in Hancock County, Hancock Point specifically. Now I live in Hancock. And growing up there, it was always fascinating. It was kind of quaint. It was kind of cute. There were men that my father would have conversations with where I literally would not understand what the man was saying. There was a guy, Tommy Andrews, that ran a boat yacht. And he would have a conversation, and he had this kind of slow-witted sidekick Toot it was Tommy and Toot. And so he'd be talking to my father, and our yacht was a 17-foot Boston Whaler. So that's what I grew up on. And he would, I will give you what it sounded like. Tommy would come down and talk to my dad and say, "Well, Jesus Christ, Bill, I don't want you here, son. Toot! Toot, God damn it, go over there, that thing like that." And I would be sitting there just with my mouth agape. My father would be having a regular conversation with him. And it was quaint. Let me tell you, Bob, my impression now the locals up in Hancock County. Maine has gotten really pissed off, Bob. It's a pissed off state right now. And I want your take on it because you live there, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, well, listen, when you have a total amount of maybe 3 weeks of sunshine during the year, there's not a lot to look forward to.
I know.
You know, like we just had minus 24 degrees, like every morning we woke up for like 3 weeks in a row. Like
I know.
You wonder why people are disgruntled. Like, it shouldn't hurt to go outside as a person. you shouldn't go outside and just be like, "All right, I'm not going to make it to the car. I'm not. This is not going to happen." Like the only thing people do in Maine is plot their dismount. Like, when you get older, everyone's like, "Well, we'll get out of here at some point." When they're being paroled from prison. Well, at some point, Joyce and I have got something set up. I guess her sister's got a double wide in Ocala.
They want to leave.
Probably when I'm 74 and have limited mobility and no desire to live, that's probably when we'll make our move.
Look, you think he's doing stick folks? He's talking about the weather. It is. It is weather related. I swear to God.
Oh my
I know
God.
People
you bring up
there.
These guys in Maine. It's funny because they always do seem to have, they always come in packs.
Right.
There's always like the smartest guy of the group that does the speaking, and then there's always a guy like Toot, the other guy you mentioned.
Yeah. The sidekick. Yeah.
Yeah, like he'll say, "Well, I guess we could bring it around the other side," and he goes, "Yeah, don't just shut up, Kyle. I'll take care of it." You know, it's always a collection of guys you feel like, you know, they would either save a puppy or build a still in the yard. Like, you don't know.
And you can't tell. You can't identify them.
Yeah, like they're wicked nice, but there's also an undertone of like, yeah, something's going on there. I don't know.
Yeah, you just there's that undercurrent of a little bit of hostility. And, you know, I'll tell you something, though, and this is the way I roll up there. I enjoy my family. Don't get me wrong. I enjoy the summer folk. But I enjoy and always have, maybe the way I was raised, I enjoy the people that live up there year-round more because they get the whole summer thing. And that you just can't have a summer community anywhere without that level of elitism that people have, where people are just hanging out up there and it's just like, "Oh, Biff, where are we going to bring the picnic on Saturday?" And, you know, everybody else is like, "Oh, God damn it. They're just so full of crap. I can't even believe it, you know, and I'm mowing their goddamn lawn." I mean, it's just, it's the role. It's the way they roll up there. It's,
you know, Maine people are kind of like the people from England, you know, where they're smiling, like going, "Oh, wonderful to see you, isn't it?" And they have that tone of, you know, "It's really not." They're always called hardy. Maine people always called hardy. Oh, they're hardy Mainers, which is basically means miserable. You know,
right.
You'll hear people in Maine. They'll say something like this. They'll say, "Oh, it's not that bad up here. As long as you can, you know, if you can get through December, January, February, March, April, half of May. You know what I mean?" Half the year is horrible, really. Half my life, now that I think of it, has been horrible.
You know, I look at families, you know, and you see, maybe in a movie, I don't see it in real life, I see these families where there'll be greetings with hugs and kisses, and family members will say, "I'm so glad to see you," and it's like, "How have you been? Hello." That is the polar opposite with my family. There is my
chilliness.
My Maine relatives, when I will see them, I in many cases, it's been multi years where 6 years will pass, and I'll see like a cousin, and Bob, I am not exact. You know, I'm telling the truth here. I'll see a cousin of mine, and he'll say, "Hello, Michael." And that's it. Well, thanks. I'm so glad I haven't seen you in 6 years.
And he's almost staring at you like he's sniffing you out, like you might be a part of some kind of Russian dossier of some sort.
Not a whole bunch of warmth.
How are you, Michael? How are you?
That's it.
They give you the eyeball. You never know where they're coming from. It's a very It's definitely an interesting place to live, you know?
It is. I love him up there. We're talking to Bob Marley. Bob is going to be at the DC Improv. He's coming in next week, March 8th through the 11th. You can get your tickets at dcimprov.com, and you can get all of Bob's schedule for around the country at bmarley.com. And you've been at it a long time. You got to love it if you've been doing it as long as you've been doing it, Bob Marley.
I love it, and I love to come to DC because I tell the audience all the time, it's a very well-organized city. It's all the streets are numbered and lettered. So you know, if you like to drink, you can go out and drink, and then you find your hotel room. It's like a game of Battleship every night. You know, L-47, I found it.
You've been traveling around. Is there any part of the country, and I know, you know, I've seen lots of your stand-up, so I mean, it's not just Maine, you identify yourself as a Mainer, and you do a lot of that. Is there any region, because I'm always curious about this, outside of New England, where your stuff, where people track with it? Are there any, because you think in terms of, I guess the Washington, D.C. area is a very transient area, and then you talk about that, let's say, the east coast of Florida, which is populated by a lot of New Yorkers and people down there. Are there regions of the country where you find more of a New England influence
you'll get displaced New Englanders everywhere, you know, and then the places that they don't like, if I go to Florida, I just give them a hard time. I'm like, you people have no idea what like real life is like. Like
they don't
you know, I tell everybody, I'm like, because I'm 50 now, but I tell people on stage, I go, I'm only 18 years old. Look at me. This is what it does. living in New England. I mean, I went to Arizona, and I was in Tempe, Arizona. I went to the mall at noon, and it was packed. Does anybody work out here? Who is he? What's going on? And everybody, I said, all the nails are done, and in New England, like, people walk around with like three cracked yellow toenails that barely made it through January. You know, I try to explain to them like what it's like to live up here. Like, I have a plow on my truck because I'm just splurging cash. I have a plow on my truck because it's necessary.
Right.
And
right.
We had 16 inches like a week and a half ago. My mother calls me word for word on the phone. She calls me. She goes, are you going to plow me tomorrow? And I go, well, I'll remove the snow from your yard, maybe. But maybe we should change the phrasing on that. No, Bobby. I really need to be plowed.
Oh, dear.
I might have to be plowed twice. Once tonight and once in the morning.
Come on over, Bobby.
If you can't plow me, could you send one of your friends over to plow me, maybe?
It's been rough.
I call my mother the Irish Catholic Guilt Distribution Center.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
In the last 10 months, she's broken both of her hips and her back.
Wow.
And she's back on. She's Irish, though. She's tough. She's back. She's on the walker. She's got the walker going. So we go to pick her up for supper. We're taking her over to Governor's Restaurant.
Governor's. Oh, my God. I love Governor's. I talk about Governor's all the time. It's a good value, isn't it, Bob?
Yeah. Oh, it's wicked sharp. So I pull into the yard. She comes out with her walker, and she's got her walker, and she's like, she sees us in the truck. I roll the window down. I said, Mom, I'm coming out to help you. I don't need you. I didn't need you yesterday, Bobby. I don't need you tomorrow, and I don't need you right now. So we're fighting in the driveway, and it's like literally 18 minutes for her to get to the car, and my 10-year-old's in the back seat. He's like, Dad, can we just leave her in the driveway? I'm starving to death. This is horrible.
I've asked you, how young is your beautiful mom?
She's 77, and she grew up here. She loves Maine. She's from Maine. And, you know, she's on the walker now with the tennis balls on the bottom.
Nice, nice touch.
I don't know who's in charge of that, by the way. Like, why can't we get, we can't put anybody on that for a couple? Elon Musk just shot three rockets into space 400,000 miles. Two of them came back down and landed on the same spot. Like, he can't take 15 minutes and solve the tennis ball walker dilemma.
some sort of technology to go under the walker that might be
she
a little bit better.
She called me last week. She goes, "Could if you're out, could you stop at Walmart and get me 4 cans of tennis balls?" I'm like, "Sure enough, Billie Jean, you're playing doubles over there? What's going on?" And my sister picks. That's the other thing about Maine, Mike, you know this.
Yeah,
people just kind of hang out or live, you know, living situations. It doesn't. People just get by.
Right.
Like my sister lives with my mother, and she's 51 years old. So that'll give you the full scope of choices that my sister's made in her life.
I gotta lay this on you with Governors, because Governors, for those of you around the country who don't know, it's a chain restaurant. Up in Maine, it is where the locals go, and if you spend enough time up there, it's where you know even visitors can go there.
Right.
The thing I noticed about Governor's, Bob, and I don't know whether you're aware of this, you know, it is a health food restaurant when you go into the men's room and you have a special distribution center for used diabetic needles.
Also. They have, when you walk in, they've got showcases full of pies.
Pie, I'm pies
a showcase.
Yes.
Spinning
yeah, every
slowly.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like in the dimly lit wheel of death. And I was in there with my mother, and I looked at there was another couple, old Maine couple, and one guy looks at you and goes, "Geez, look at that, mother. The pies are spinning around." She goes,
in the separate case.
Yeah.
In the separate case you have there.
And that's you know, the other thing. Like, guys in Maine that are married, they call their wives mother, which is weird. Well, I don't know, mother. I'm like, that's not right.
That's not right at all. And don't you think Maine people, because of the harshness, you know, you talked about the 50 thing. It's kind of like dog years. It's kind of, you know, 45 years old in Maine is a little different than 45 years old in the rest of the country.
Absolutely. And we have relatives that leave Maine. They're called snowbirds. And we have other words for them.
You're a little jealous of those folks a little bit?
My Aunt Teresa and my Uncle Dougie, they come to Thanksgiving every year and they sit there and all they talk about is when they're leaving to go to Florida. First of all, my Aunt Teresa will sit down, "Awful cold in here, Bobby. Do you have the heat on?" And I'm like, "No, we don't crank it up till Martin Luther King Day, babe." "Oh, I'll be so glad when Monday comes and we can head to Florida." I'm like, "Well, you can head out now. There ain't nobody locking that Samsonite, babe."
the resentment of the snowbirds.
And then they'll actually say this. They go, "I don't know how you people stay here year-round." "Well, let me enlighten you, Teresa. We don't have enough money to buy another house in Florida, so we're kind of stuck here. But thanks for rubbing it in, Sea-Hag."
Sea-Hag! Wow!
But my uncle then said, he goes, "Bob, I was reading the Harvidian Time Journal for Journally Time Harvidians. It said that Maine had the highest prevalency of alcoholism. Now, why is that?" I said, "Well, why don't you stay for the winter and you'll figure it out."
they also enjoy, I've found over the years, there's another substance that kind of people enjoy in those long, long, cold winters. And I discovered it when the lady down the street, Bob, she sells us that crab meat during the summer. And, well, we went around the back where they said crab meat for sale, and there are probably about 70 to 80 marijuana plants right in the backyard. So, and then one of my buddies said, "Well," I said, "well, they sell that too." He said, "No, that's for their own use during the winter. That's when they do that. That's it."
Yeah, that's the lubricator. That's all. Oh, my sister gets after it. I mean, she lives with my mother. She doesn't mind a few starters in the morning. She starts them up, and then I go over to visit them. And this is, my sister always says to me, "Bobby, do you have any idea at all why I live with Ma? Do you have any idea at all? Because I keep an eye on Ma. Do you understand? While you're out every night doing your fat jokes, hanging out with Lionel Richie or whoever, I'm keeping an eye on Ma." I'm like, "Well, you are doing a heck of a job. She has broken every bone in her body. She's on the walker over here. Keeping an eye on her. What are you watching her roll down the stairs?" Like Evel Knievel.
Bob, always a pleasure. Please come when you get to town the next time. Please come on the show. Stop in the panel with us. We'd love to have you on. If you want to catch Bob Marley, he is going to be at the DC Improv. He will not be watching Ma, and he'll be tickets are available at dcimprov.com, or you can call 202-296-7008, and it's Bob Marley, bmarley.com, if you want to find out where
Bob's going. Yeah, bmarley.com. Thank you guys so much for having me on this morning, and Mike, be wicked, and we'll catch up with you sooner than later, Bub.
Wicked good, Bob. Thank you, Bob Marley. Stat the show, Rob. For God's sake, stat it right now.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Well, another winter is almost over, and March, true to form, has come in like a lion, and hopefully we'll go out like a lamb. At least that's how March works here in the United States. But did you know that March behaves differently in other countries? Norway, for example, March comes in like a polar bear and goes out like a walrus. Or take the case of Honduras, where March comes in like a lamb and goes out like a salt marsh harvest mouse. Let us compare this to the Maldive Islands, where March comes in like a wildebeest and goes out like an ant. A tiny little ant about this big. Unlike the Malay Peninsula, where March comes in like a worm-eating fern bird and goes out like a worm-eating fern bird. In fact, their whole year is like a worm-eating fern bird. Or consider the Republic of South Africa, where March comes in like a lion and goes out like a different lion. Like one has a mane and one doesn't have a mane. Or in certain parts of South America, where March swims in like a sea otter, then it slithers out like a giant anaconda. There you can buy land real cheap, you know? And there's a country where March hops in like a kangaroo and stays a kangaroo for a while, and then it becomes a slightly smaller kangaroo. Then for a couple days, it's sort of a cross between a frilled lizard and a common house cat. Wait. Then it changes back into a smaller kangaroo, and then it goes out like a wild dingo. Now, it's not Australia. Now, you'd think it would be Australia, but it's not. Now, look, pal! I know a country where March comes in like an emu and goes out like a tapir, and they don't even know what it means. All right? Now listen, there are 9 different countries where March comes in like a frog and goes out like a golden retriever. But that's not the weird part. No, the weird part is the frog. The frog part is the weird part is that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Sorry about that. That was me.
That startled me.
You know, I didn't think it was a good idea to have Billy Joel, Angry Young Man, start the show. We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you're in the know.
No.
The iPad. When you want it to play, it doesn't. Anyway, we are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. Having Bob Marley on was good for my my lungs.
He's a funny man.
I got some matter that came up there.
You tennis can reach balls, us at, Ma.
Yeah, I'm watching Ma. All he has to say is governors, and I know he's not doing he's storytelling.
No, that's real.
That's his comedy, if you want to hear that. 888-920-MORE, watching Ma, blowing some doobies. A stata. I'm going to get a stata. 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and we are brought to you today by Cornerstone First Financial. Yay. It's okay to be dumb, but please don't be stupid. Lots of people are dumb about the world of interest rates, mortgages, and refis, and that's okay. But if you don't find someone who can look out for your best financial interest, that's stupid. That's why you need the guys at Cornerstone First Financial. You see, unlike us, they are schmott. They know their stuff, and they genuinely care about you. Whether it's a refi or getting pre-approved to buy a home, Cornerstone First Financial will advise you because they care about you. And they'll make sure you get the best deal possible. The Santana family just loves them. They're absolutely delightful.
Ask for the Santana family treatment. They will give it to you.
Oh, yeah. We're cheap. They gave us the best rate. We checked.
These guys are our friends, and if you're smart enough to call them, they'll be your friends, too, and they'll watch Ma. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Personal attention from application to closing. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Be smart with Cornerstone First Financial. That's
hey,
a little,
great job watching Ma. She's broken every bone.
Oh, God, that's so real. That's so...
Rolling down the stairs.
Yeah.
That hostility about the people moving down, you know, going down to Florida that are old up there. It is a hearty land up there. But as I said, Maine has gotten a little pissed off over the years.
I have no doubt that that conversation happened at his last Thanksgiving. It was so real.
Absolutely.
And Snowbird from away.
From away. From away. You're from away when you come. Now, and if you're a snowbird, that means... You're not from away, but you blow out of town like Ruth and Wimpy do up in Hancock. They go down. Seriously. Sure. Ruth and Wimpy go down to Florida.
Yeah, but Toots stays all year, right?
Toot's dead, Rob. Toot's dead and
buried. In the day. In the day, Toot was all year round.
Toot was 130 when my father was 50.
He's dead.
So that's Toot's dead.
Hey, did you see the paper? Toot died.
Toot died, yep. Jesus, there wasn't anybody at his funeral. I can't believe that. I don't understand why that is, but, you know, Toot had Tommy, and, oh, Tommy died. Tommy pre-deceased, too.
Oh, that's sad. And,
but it's all right. We gave him a good send-off, had a nice bean supper. Anyway, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
No one should have to bury their Toot.
I have to tell you that last night, the greatest show on earth. I have probably wanted this all my life.
Really?
And it was totally spectacular. When I took my little man, the love of my life, my ray of sunshine, yes. the creature that I love more than any other creature on the planet Earth, my son Michael, and I took him to his first Mini Mites practice. I think it's a practice slash game. I think they do the game and the practice at the same time. And
now this is a pretty fast turnaround because he just finished.
Yeah, I thought he just
the prelims, right?
He got last night. Thank you, Fried. He wore the shoulder pads. He wore the shin guards. He wore the elbow pads. He had the helmet with the cage, and most importantly,
yes,
he had the stick.
Yes,
and they opened the doors at 6 o'clock at the Germain Arena ice rink, and the Mini Mites just flood out onto the ice like if you were in a cockroach-infested apartment building and you turn the fluorescent light on.
And they're off.
These kids just go off. These coaches, this is the finest organization of any youth sport I have ever seen in my life. These coaches, first of all of whom I would put in my foxhole. They are men's men. These guys were tough guys, and they weren't treating the kids like children. It was spectacular. I've never
seen
anything.
What is the age range of the Mites?
Probably 7 to down to my kid's age.
Okay.
My kid's one of the little guys out there. And he hung for the whole hour.
Good boy.
You get it with that man, and there were tons of them. I mean, there were kids coming from every direction. And these kids were, you know, you had the kids that come over, Daddy, I have to go to the bathroom. Then you had the, and they skate off. And my little guy, 4.5 years old, hung for the entire practice. All he wanted was a drink of water. And I shot down to the pro shop and got him the water bottle. It's got the little straw on it so it can go through his face cage. So I could water him down and get him right back out on the ice. And it was, oh my God, it was fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. A couple of dads that I saw, men much younger than me, and I think the exchange was something like, we just kind of looked at each other and went, isn't this great?
It was one of those moments, yeah. Yeah, it's real now. It's real. When he was just a little kid learning to skate, that's not real.
No, he's got a teacher, and it's like he's out there.
But they're also not like a bunch of little pussies running around, right?
Yeah, it ain't volleyball.
Second time we've used that.
They're like humans.
Well, here it is. I'm not going to diss T-ball because I respect the people that put that together. But T-ball is just like organized daycare.
And isn't T-ball more about for the kids? Isn't it more about how long do we have to play before we get our orange wedges and juice boxes?
It's really
is just filler.
It's kind of filler.
Filler is the best word for that.
Mm-hmm. This was for a 4.5-year-old And you don't know until they get off the ice. You don't know what to do. This was like a boot camp. This was they get on the ice and they just start going around in a circle, and then the coach has them stop. And when the coach would start, he'd walk over to some of the kids and he'd go, like he's a monster chasing them. And I'm looking at the coach going, oh my God, you nailed, that's what he'd rather do. He'd rather do that 24/7 at home. That's what you do with that. He wants me to chase him all the time, and I'm 130 years old. And so it's like, you're doing what he loves more than anything. So they start with that.
Did you know then that's the coaching technique that Joe Gibbs used for the Redskins? He'd go out and try to scare Joe Jacoby.
Mark Rippon. Mark got so afraid. Rip got so
he
afraid.
Did. He really did.
But man, and then they move them down to the far end where they have the power skating, where they just skate. They go back and forth.
Uh-huh.
Then they move them back over. And by the way, all the different groups are there's a red team, a blue team, a white team, and a yellow team. And so they're moving these kids to different sections. And as they move them to different sections, they do different things. This is I'm in South Florida.
Yeah.
And this is, I mean, I don't, you get, this seems like a Canadian run operation here. This is so
Boo!
Sophisticated. Stop it. Stop it. Behave yourself.
Their sport.
It's incredible. And they move them down to the far end and they do the power skating. Then they move them to the middle and they're practicing with their little stick and puck. You know, Fried, I got to tell you, thank you for all the
He's
stuff.
He's the best.
I never thought that I would use it, but Fried Rice, you are
I'll
the man.
I'll see him tomorrow.
You know, really, my little guy's got the stuff on, and
four tickets Fried.
Incredible.
I need four.
Thanks for getting that in. I'm glad you got that in there.
Hey, it's really great that your kid is playing sports, Mike. Parking pass Fried.
And then they wrap it up.
Parking pass.
They wrap it up
with a game, and what they have is they have little mini goals. Little mini goal.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. It was spectacular.
Now, when they did the game, was it like red and blue versus white and yellow? Or
It's so like red team plays the blue team, then the red team plays the yellow team, then the yellow team plays the blue team. And it was just, but here's the thing. I don't know because I don't have any contact with him. I mean, I'm at one end of the ice, and they've got these kids so occupied for a full hour. And let me tell you something. At 4.5 years old, a full hour is a stretch.
Yeah.
Okay. The fact that he's going to be focused on this, and he gets done and he is grinning ear to ear. And he had, I'm sorry. I got nothing funny to say here because the fact is, this was one of the neatest things that, I've got one thing to say.
Okay.
One thing that probably to be, you know, full disclosure, It's a different clientele than T-ball. It's as far as parents are concerned, it's a slightly different.
Can you expand on that?
Let me see how best to expand on that. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
Is it socioeconomic? Is it race?
Is it by height?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Is it a parenting?
Is it dads instead of moms?
Let's just say it's a. Let's just say that it's a hearty lot. It's a hearty lot of. There wasn't a lot of socializing between the parents. It seems like the parents are all the parents. The majority of parents I was looking at, it looked like they perhaps want their children trained to kill. That's all I'm.
So
gonna
not
say.
As Let's many. Kinda, when you looked at all the parents, not as many fancy lads.
It was there were not fancy parents there. They were not
good.
Fancy.
Good too. They're there for their kids to train. To go to the NHL.
They're going
to
get something out of this. This isn't Orange Wedges.
That's probably the best. That's the best team you want.
It's not filler, man. It's real.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because you're focused on your kid.
Yeah.
That's right. What it is. And I had a couple of dads there that were young that I was talking to that were fine. And, you know, it's
high praise,
it
Mike.
It's Florida. It's an eclectic group.
They're fine.
It's
you know what? You're fine.
It's an eclectic group. It's not like the T-ball, which is everybody's like, oh, well, you're going to come to the wine party. You know what I mean? I like
do.
The fact that it was men's men.
Yeah.
And by the way, this is a... This
can
is
be just, a women's sport as well.
It's women's well, there were there
oh,
were
the multiple
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There were Don't multiple little girls on the mini mites. There were multiple little
oh,
girls.
Oh wow!
Really?
In the league, and it was just fantastic. I cannot tell you how thrilled I was.
So expensive hockey. That's it's what expensive. I've heard. Well, really
at
expensive.
The, you know, at this stage of the game, it is
parking
manageable.
Passes are also expensive, Fried.
By the way, I am told we guys. Okay, Jesus Christ! All right, get your freebies for Christ's sake.
I'm just helping out my
Park
buddy.
Park at the lot. Get pony up to $20.
Just helping my buddy.
You bastards! I swear to God, go up there.
Hey, watch
what are you getting
Mara.
All upset because of your windstorm or something like that?
Hey,
I know,
Mike. It's wicked cold out there.
Sorry, I'm gushing about my kid. I know it's
no,
not
but there's
as funny.
No, there's no better feeling than when you see a kid. And these years are behind.
Oh, don't
me.
Give me lip service. Anyway, we have to take a break. But anyway,
congratulations.
You want to help? Don't
hey,
help.
Hey, played a little of that for you. Hey, I love that. Yes, sir. Mighty Mites. Love those kids. Kind of like the parents. Doesn't matter really, though. It's all about the kid. Yeah, he's hip on the ice. Mike O'Mara, hockey player. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills. I want to find out about your windstorm
yes.
in earnest when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. And I also saw The Darkest Hour
ooh.
Last night.
Oh.
And we'll chat about that and more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back.
Do you like the Mike O'Mara bonus show? I've been a big fan of the regular show ever since it was on Terrestrial. But I think the bonus show is the group's undisputed masterpiece. It's an epic meditation on intangibility. At the same time, it deepens and enriches the meaning of the regular show. Listen to the brilliant ensemble playing of O'Mara, Spiewak, and Santana. The show is extremely uplifting. It's as positive and affirmative as anything I've heard in a podcast. The TMOS bonus show. Don't just stare at it, buy it.
Thank you. That's spectacular. Author, please. We need
oh, that's
to
Ben McDaniel.
That.
He sings,
Ben
he writes,
McDaniel.
He does voices.
Oh, my God. Brilliant. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Avant. If you have a medical emergency, you need sudden car repairs, or you have any emergency in your household, do you have the funds? If you do, do you have immediate access to them?
Right.
Well, now you do, thanks to Avant. Avant can offer you personal loans from $2,000 to $35,000 entirely online with a fast and convenient online application. You might be sitting there right now and going, God, I've got this air conditioning system. I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. Hey, check out Avant. You don't have an office visit. You don't need to fax anything. Avant is an A-plus rating. It's got that from the Better Business Bureau, so you know you're in good hands. The application takes minutes. No collateral is needed, and checking your loan options will not ping your credit score. Avant has customer support available 7 days a week, and funds may be available as soon as the next day. Now you can pay off high-interest credit card debt. Home renovations can be done. Emergency funds for something that breaks,
yep.
A roof that blows off, anything like that.
Hey.
For a limited time, Avant will give our listeners a $50 Amazon gift card after you are approved and make your first loan payment on time. To check your loan options, go to avantoffer.com and enter the promo code TMOS. That's AVANTOffer.com and use the code TMOS to take your first step to getting a personal loan. Credit products are made by WebBank, Equal Housing Lender. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details. How about that?
Nice.
That's what pros do. Boys.
No
That's
drama.
Pros do. So, I became aware of it yesterday online that apparently there's some sort of massive typhoon in the D.C. area. I see Messrs. Santana Bloom and Monsieur Spiewak. They are all here mm-hmm. in studio. You didn't get mm-hmm. blown away. What the hell's going on up there?
When I left my house today, in front of my house, I have cedars, you know, cedar trees.
Yes.
And I guess they were smaller when we moved them, but now they're probably like 12 or 15
yes.
feet tall.
Some of those are 12 or 15 tall animals.
No, I'm sorry. You think you're fooling everybody, don't you? They were bent at 90 degrees. We were getting about 59 mile an hour winds in Leesburg this morning.
It's really 59?
That's
really 59?
I heard it on the news. I heard
59?
Tucker told me. Curmudgeonly 59. Tucker Barnes.
This may help
said
you, Mike. It's a type of storm where you see the clouds moving at a clip where you're like,
yeah.
This looks like a...
Yeah, we're going to die.
Time lapse.
Yeah, it looks like a time lapse sky.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I looked at my neighbor who was picking up his trash can because you lay him out in the city, right?
Yeah.
And right. He said, he goes, God damn. And I'm like, I'm like, I think it's going to snow. He goes,
oh, there was flurries on the way in, even though it's only 40 degrees.
He pointed to the sky. I said, I think we're all going to die because I've never seen clouds move that fast in my life.
Clouds can creep me out. It looks tornadic outside. You know, that sort of weird color in the sky. It's that weird
nor'easter.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're saying that this is an event you haven't had for many, many years.
Yeah.
It's crazy out there.
The federal government is closed. Most of the county schools are closed. Universities are closed. It is wild, especially if you're driving to work and you see no cars like on the streets or the highway.
My commute was 40 minutes shorter today. 40 minutes.
You sit there and you're like, did I miss something? Like, dude, I must have missed something because there's nobody going to work today.
Yeah.
Is the so are you going to get a dramatic change in like the weather patterns after this moves through? Will it be cold again or what's going on?
High wind warning until 6 a.m. tomorrow and then continued mid 40s for the foreseeable future.
So it's just a wind event.
It's a wind event. Yeah. But it's.
But that's when trees fall through houses.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's when Bob Marley gets in his underwear and chainsaw.
Yeah. And his flip flops.
Yeah.
It's very, very scary. Well, good
Loudoun
luck,
County
right?
Closed their schools, I think, at about 5:10 this morning. That's when we got the call from Wade. But Robert was most excited. He said he came running downstairs. I was like, Dad. I said, what? He says, trash pickup has been canceled. I don't have to put out the recycles. And then a fist bump. I mean, I said, you want to hold out for school.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, does it?
Right you are, Mike.
You will like this, Mike. Well, I feel for this gentleman, and I don't know him. He just moved into the neighborhood.
Yeah. Is his house tiny, too?
No, he's got one of the big houses on the corner.
The big house.
Yeah, one of the big houses. How much does a Porsche 911 Carrera cost? Do you think new? I don't know. I don't even know.
Yeah, about $90.
$90.
I think it's over $100,000. Just guesstimate, right?
Okay. I don't know. Can you get 0% financing?
I
called Avant and I was able to get one in my driveway in a day and a half.
For both of you, I think can you fit in it is the question. But listen,
I had one, by the way, Mr. Man.
What?
I had a Porsche Cayenne a long time ago.
He bought it because he liked the flavor.
When we moved. Was it a Cayenne or a Cayman?
It's a Cayenne. The Porsche Cayenne is a crossover.
Which is the two-door?
Which one has the double flavors?
I got the Cayman. I got the Cayman when we moved to Florida because I was so distraught that we were moving to another studio that I wanted to have something to look forward to.
Daddy wants a toy.
Because Daddy wanted a toy because Daddy's commute was now going to be have an hour added to it. It ended up being a lot more. A day, so it was more like 2 hours a day that it was added to my commute. Remember those trips home from Rockville, Maryland?
They were great.
We'd get on the Beltway, and it would just be, okay, well, here we are for another 9 hours.
But is that SUV?
That's the Cayenne.
It was
the two-door. SUV.
It was the smaller than the 911.
You got the sports car?
I got the sports car, pal. Look it
up. I don't remember you in that car.
I got rid of it shortly thereafter. I realized it just
I've gotten in one of those.
It was practical.
Like just for S's and giggles.
Yeah.
And I don't feel comfortable in it. It's too small.
My Facebook feed for the On This Day today went back to when we were still broadcasting in Manassas. Remember when you were for some reason in a smart car for a few days?
Yes.
And there's a picture of me in a smart car, and it's the most horrifying thing you've ever seen.
Let me say this about cars, okay? I'm 58 years old now. Let me tell you what I think about let me tell you what I think about cars, okay. All right? The fact is, at this advanced age, and I love
the
cars,
fact is,
there it is.
Hit it. Mm-mm. That's a crappy alarm.
You chose it.
Yeah, better.
No, I did not choose it. I did not.
You did.
If I chose it, I would have picked it, Mr. Man, Mr. Lippity Lip today.
The quote was this. You said, "Where's that from?" That's from
you
Todd.
Just,
that's
you got
from
mad
Todd
at me because when you said your son was doing something lazy, I said the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. That got you upset, and now you're telling me I chose something that I didn't choose.
You chose.
You
it.
You picked it out.
You chose it.
I did not.
If you I did. Chose it, you I said it was so great that you wanted
it. Choosing it means I would have looked in a sound effects library and
Oscar played it and you said you wanted it.
It's because that's what you played for me. If you give me other options, maybe maybe we could have caught him.
Find something new. The fact is, he needs something new.
All right, here's
anyway, I'm it's terrible. It's a cricket. It's a variation of say. I'm the one that says TFI.
TFI?
TFI. I should say TFI. Where was I? I forgot what I was talking about.
That you bought a car you couldn't fit in.
No, well, you could fit in it.
Cars. Here it is. 58. Rob knows that I was a car person. I loved cars.
We had a joke about it. Cars. Every Tuesday, you'd buy a car. That was the old joke.
I loved sports cars. I loved it. But I'm here to say, if I could go back and change things, I would. Because when I see the guys down here, the old men,
yes,
that are driving their ridiculously expensive cars, and there is a guy in the neighborhood that has a... oh God! What's the super expensive sports car? Like the
Maserati,
the Mac Day. No, more
the Bentley,
Buick LeCern,
Ferrari.
Oh. Ooh. And then there's another guy that's a wholesaler. But I'll tell you, when you see the white haired guys in these cars, you're like, trip.
Whoa,
it just makes, it makes them look like a stain.
It screams success and Viagra.
Yeah.
It screams a-hole to me.
Really?
Maybe it's because I... And by the way...
Here he comes in his Ferrari, Mike.
Here he is. Hey, look at this guy. Oh, yeah.
Is he eating the Snickers? Yeah.
I can play this game.
Oh, yeah.
You know you can...
Wait, you can play this right now and I'll just do it.
Yeah, what we got here, Oscar, is we have a Ferrari owner from South Florida.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
How's your Ferrari? Oh,
yeah. It's so fast.
Why did you buy it?
Because I'm a dick.
You know
I'm driving in my Ferrari.
You know it's stick.
It's a stick.
Yeah.
Like me. Let me open the glove compartment.
What's in
can
there?
Can you turn that up for me a little bit,
yeah.
Let me open the glove compartment. Let me check out those little blue pills. There's my Viagra. Yeah. I got a comb over. Yeah. Gonna get a lot of ladies with this. Think I'm gonna roll down to Twin Peaks. Have a beer. Drive my Ferrari.
Hey, you know what you might want to do is you might want to go to Walmart and pick up some Grecian formula.
Yeah. Sideburns. Yeah. Feeling pretty good. Hey, Pony.
Yes.
How many days without a cigarette?
I've lost count. We're on, 16 or so?
Be about right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Pony boy. Oh, yeah. Who's the intern in today?
Oh, we have Adrian and we have Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
Hi, Adrian. Are you wearing that ski cap?
Yes, I am.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Adrian.
Yes.
Can you say hi, Mike?
Hi, Mike.
Does it sound a lot like this?
Hi, Mike.
All right.
I've got some dollar amounts.
Oh, good, good, good.
They came. Right, so they came in today. Into today's Cayman, right? It's $55,000, right?
How much is it?
$55,000
in today's dollars.
That's not like Ferrari money. So you pay for like an SUV now, for God's sake. So,
that's starting with no frills, no detail, right. No wheels,
California
whatever,
emission,
right?
Yeah, undercoating.
If you get the 911 Carrera, the one that's the new neighbor's car, which a branch fell on from this wind.
Oh no!
Right. Oh dear.
The cost the guy, the a-hole Ferrari guy is waving his arms around. He's telling me there's only one thing that matters about it. What? Well, come over here. Tell me what's going on.
I didn't know he'd be back.
The only thing that matters with a sports car
is
how it goes in. Is how it goes into a diminishing radius curve.
A what?
A diminishing radius curve. I got that from Gordon Liddy.
Hey, I bet you never miss his show.
Oh, hold on a second. He said, you ever miss Liddy's show?
No way. Hey, I gotta run.
Bye.
Hannity's coming on.
The 911 Carrera S is what she it's a beautiful car. I've never seen a Porsche of this caliber on my
block. I feel as though when you're discussing this that the Ferrari man should just still be on the show and talking to you as you're having this discussion.
Well, I mean, he can panel. Yeah,
absolutely. You can
buy
buy a used Ferrari right now on AutoTrader for $55,000.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't know where it's been. I can find brand new.
Hey, FG.
Yeah, Ferrari guy.
You have $55,000 to spare?
I have $55,000 in my right pocket. What do you
say to that? I say, oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Hey, you like this? It's my Tucker Carlson bow tie. Oh, yeah.
I'm just surprised you're wearing it with a t-shirt.
And I'm wearing my glasses today, too. Note the color. They match my shoes. Oh, yeah.
Mr. Ferrari.
Hi,
do you remember
FG?
Do you remember Tom Selleck's Ferrari?
Oh, yeah. That red
point
Hawaii
of order.
Red.
It was Higgins' Ferrari, but he used it.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that model now goes for $69,000 on AutoTrader.
69, my favorite number. Oh, yeah.
Hey, FG, when you think 69, yeah, which of your wives do you think of?
Well, they were all trophies. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, he's done. Let's take a break, everybody.
Already?
I don't know what the hell we got talking about. We have to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the movie that I saw last night, Darkest Hour, and the fact that even though I have my hearing checked, I don't know whether it was accurate or not. And Beluga's behavior and something never to put in food. Never,
never,
ever put this in a man's food. We'll be right back, everybody.
Well, thanks.
Everybody, hey. This is Nameberry reminding you to send in your mail for the mailbag that Rob reads on the Mike O'Mara Show. All you have to do is include it. Send it to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and then maybe we'll read your message on the radio podcast.
What about the address, Nameberry?
Shut up, Rob.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Blue Apron. Every time Carla cooks up some delicious food from Blue Apron, everybody is happy.
All over their bar.
Fun and easy for her, yummy for me, and the most amazing variety. It is the better way to cook. They even have vegetarian options. I love my Blue Apron. Blue Apron delivers fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and step-by-step recipes right to your door that can be cooked in under 45 minutes. The menu changes every week based on what's in season and designed by Blue Apron's in-house culinary team. Plus, Blue Apron sends only non-GMO ingredients and meat with no added hormones. How'd you like some bucatini pasta with broccoli and pecorino cheese? Or Italian-style shrimp and sweet peppers over fragola sarda pasta? You know you want it. It's the best food in town. Blue Apron is treating our listeners to $30 off their first order if you visit blueapron.com/TMOS. So check out this week's menu and get your $30 off at blueapron.com. That's blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook, and we thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Are we okay?
Yes, I wanted to clarify that.
God, both of you, with Rob jumping around, writing crap down, you waving your hands around, trying to do a spot here, Bill.
He's giving
anyway,
you the thumbs up.
I know. He goes like this. He goes like this, and then he puts his big meat. When he moves his arms around, and then you're waving your hand, it's hard. I mean, what do you want to say? Go ahead.
I just wanted to say that you'll be happy because I know you take joy in other people's
misery.
He
won't be happy.
That the guy, it wasn't just the branch that fell on the sky's brand new 911 Carrera. Wasn't just like a branch and a dent.
Right.
It was a branch dent windshield completely popped out.
Wow.
Because it's an old tree. Clearly, bigger branches, the wind blew. That's the danger from what we're having here with the wind.
Mm-hmm. The danger where you live in Georgetown, at least where Rob lives in one of those planned communities, you don't have, correct me if I'm wrong, you don't have a tremendous amount of mature trees.
No, it's
correct?
A very young, little, it's a young environment, and they didn't have
a
chance.
Environment.
They planted a lot of like dogwoods and ornamentals to grow fast, but we don't have oaks or maples or stuff like that to really
no,
trouble
I mean,
us,
right? Oscar lives on a street where like Ben Franklin was getting
yeah,
I mean, it's basically a, you know, it's...
I saw the plaque.
There is a magnolia.
That's how he got syphilis.
There is a magnolia in my backyard, right? That I inquired on getting removed because...
How tall is it?
It seemed dangerous to our home and the homes around us.
It doesn't matter. I'm sure it's strong as steel.
It was here before the North controlled the city, and it'll be here after it as well.
Yeah, we bring those fancy violin players down to the city, and we'd steal them and send them away.
Do you smell that blossom? That's magnolia blossom.
What a delightful magnolia. I think I'm going to have it with my sweet tea.
To the city.
So what happened? I'm sorry. I've interrupted you like 90 times.
It's okay. The city.
The fact is.
The city. The city said that they would. It would have to be cleared through them first, okay. Right? But then if we got it cleared, it would cost no less than roughly $5,000 to get it removed. So clearly the tree is going to stay.
It's what we call a $5,000 magnolia.
That is huge.
Yeah. Alan and I will take a picture of it, and I will share it on our TMOS page.
How tall do you think it is? How tall do you think the magnolia is?
Oh, it's at least a five-story building.
You see, that's the deal.
It is
huge. When you see a tree that tall and that mature, you know the root system is as big underground.
Yeah, so that's the big removal. The limbs will come off. Are you in any danger with your house?
That's what I was worried about, because when I walked outside, I saw that thing a swaying.
But Shannon, on the other hand,
you're coming to work today because if that falls on the house, it'll split the house in half.
But think, Mike, of the width of the house. The odds of it actually hitting Oscar's house are very slim.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, it won't. Your neighbors are in trouble, but you're going to be okay.
Yeah, but who's liable? Me.
No, you're fine.
No, I asked.
Stop picking up the phone.
I asked our insurance agent, Nationwide, is on our side. And they said, if that tree is on your yard and it falls over and causes damage in other homes' properties, you're liable for that.
That's crap, because you can't cut the trees.
It is crap, Pony. And you know what?
But it's true. It's true.
But it's the racket that the whole game, the whole insurance. You know,
here.
You're better off, seriously, taking a little penknife, a little Swiss Army knife, cutting a little hole in your mattress and just shoving dollar bills in there for when something really bad happens because of the way insurance. I got people down here.
You're going to say use the penknife to cut down the tree. It's going to take forever.
No, the point is insurance doesn't pay. You know how many people are down here not getting paid? By insurance companies because of roof damage.
They're
not getting paid. The insurance companies are dicking people around. You never hear about it. It's never talked about. We're all too busy talking about Donald Trump and Alec Baldwin. I mean, nobody gives a rat's ass about the fact that these insurance companies are screwing people and not paying off on their claims. Now, auto insurance, a lot harder to do. You pay your auto insurance, they got more in the kitty, and that's it. But homeowners, for massive catastrophic damage, they don't want to dole it out. Get her done. But, that's neither here or there.
But that's another thing for another show. I did not know that if a tree falls in another yard and causes damage, that even if it's an act of God,
you're liable.
I had no idea.
Because it does make a sound.
It's on your property. Happy Friday, everybody. Yeah.
Must be nice to live in a condo and not have a care in the world.
That's right.
Ever.
One last question about the wind, boys.
Yes.
When you're, is it the kind of wind where, in Oscar's case, with those mature trees, when you are walking outside of your domicile, are you a little freaked out? Do you look up just to think, could something come crashing down
Absolutely.
On me?
Because
I'd be scared.
It's the kind of wind, and look, get your pervert alarm ready.
Okay, well said.
Where there's an alley that you walk up right in front of my front door to Georgetown University. You can see it, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm getting out. I see the guy yelling by those trash cans. I see the Porsche windshield blown out, and I look across into the alley, and most of the students are walking to class.
Right.
And anyone that was wearing a skirt. It was a fight. Yeah. It was a fight with the wind, let me tell you.
And boys and girls.
And some of them lost, and Oscar won.
You want to cough the rest of that up there, please?
Mike, I have a nor'easter in my throat. I apologize. It's till 6 a.m. tomorrow.
Boys and girls.
And I know this is that on 28 this morning, Route 28, one of the big roads in Loudoun County, those orange and white barrels with the flashing lights that are usually weighted down with sandbags? I saw one of them flying across the road like an animal. It was weightless, like a balloon.
So for one of these young ladies, these poor young ladies, right? Now, win for Oscar, not for her. She did not notice that her skirt had blown up so far because they have tights on now. They're like yoga pants, I guess.
I suppose.
And I was like, oh, that girl's very fit. I can't believe she's wearing that to class. What had happened was her skirt had blown up so far that it had caught under her backpack.
Yeah.
So she was walking with essentially leggings to class.
Is she the one you followed to work today?
No. I might have taken the long route, Mike, but no, not today.
Yeah. I ask about life and limb, and he's looking at ass.
Yeah. Well,
he's looking at the limbs, not the life.
And a gentleman Georgetown student scurried up to her and touched her on her shoulder because it's the Me Too movement. You can't just pull the skirt down. And then said, hey, Your skirt, your ass, everything's showing.
Oh, and then, yeah, and then, times
yeah,
changed.
Yes, yeah.
20 years ago, you know what men would have done?
They what?
Yeah, precisely.
That's what would have happened with that. Yeah. That's exactly what would have happened.
That's
right.
The type of win we're having, Mike.
Yeah.
Well, anyhow, I didn't get to anything I wanted to talk about. The thing you're not supposed to put in your food, the pirate ship that Carla sold in one day.
Yes.
One day. Veganism and the new.
Who bought it? Who bought the ship? You see them?
A family that has adopted many, many, many children.
Aww.
And they have special little toy beds for these kids.
That's
because they
sweet.
Take care of kids. Wonderful. Wonderful customer.
Sorry you missed out, Adrian.
Yes. Sorry about that. I know you wanted it.
Did you give him a discount
badly.
Or is it like
you know firm. What? You know, I think it's wonderful what they're doing, but I you know, man's gotta make a living. Anyway, we will take a break, and when we come back, it's Friday, and we all know what that means.
Yes.
It's Oscar's take.
Oscar's
and
take.
I'll try not to say TFI for the rest of the show. Thank you.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
What is in your refrigerator right now?
Ketchup, two kinds of mustard. We have mayonnaise, we have soy sauce, we have sriracha, we have Texas Pete hot sauce, and we also have Tabasco.
It's like a restaurant.
I know we have some roast turkey from the deli and a package of bologna. We have some American cheese. We have provolone cheese. We have butter, salted and unsalted. They're both great.
The last time I asked for a sandwich.
I'm not done. We have a ham. We have a tray of scalloped potatoes that are ready to go at any time.
Did you say you
have a ham?
It's a small ham, yes.
You have a small ham in your refrigerator.
Yeah, yeah.
It's an emergency ham.
It's the emergency ham.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Legacy Box. Let me tell you about Legacy Box. If you're like me,
yeah.
You want to preserve things for your kids. You want everybody to see the family history. I did a wonderful videotape years ago, just about 15, 16, well, maybe now 17 years ago, for my mom on her 80th birthday. And she's gone now. And I always worry about whether this videotape that I have of my mom is going to be preserved properly. And I never really knew how I could preserve it. And enter a wonderful new client on the Mike O'Mara Show called Legacy Box. Videotapes, film reels, photos. If they're collecting dust in your closet, Legacy Box can help. All you have to do is send in your Legacy Box filled with old home movies and pictures and videos. They will take it from there.
So easy.
They will digitize your moments onto a thumb drive, the cloud, or DVDs if you want. It's like magic. You get your originals and new digital files back in just a few weeks, and they keep you updated at every step of the process. They really pay attention to cataloging and making sure that they treat your precious mementos, your videotapes, your photos, they treat them with kid gloves, and they are good at it. Legacy Box is the world's largest, most trusted digitizer of memories. All the work is done by hand right here in the USA and has been for over 10 years and 400,000 families. There's never been a better time to digitally preserve your old home movies, film reels, and photos. Visit LegacyBox.com today to get started. For a limited time, they're offering our listeners a huge exclusive discount. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS to get 40% off your first order. With this exclusive deal, Legacy Box starts at just $45, or save up to $200 on the largest Legacy Box kit. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS and save 40% today. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time. Are you ready, kids?
Yay, Buffalo Bob!
It's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
A review and comment. Sorry, that was Bob Marley. A review and comment on the news of the day that may or may not affect you, as only our Bolivian bloviator can do it. The opinions expressed are solely Oscar Santana's and do not represent the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or the majority of right-thinking citizens of the United States. And now, Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take!
No, Oscar!
Gentlemen.
The unofficial Oscar goodie bags for all the nominees will feature the usual plane tickets, holidays, high-end cosmetics. But thanks to the Me Too movement, not everything in the bags is a luxury item. This year, they are also giving out pepper spray. and a kit that can detect if a drink has been roofied. This isn't the first time pepper spray has been included in the goodie bag. They also did it in 2014. For the record, the Oscars have nothing to do with the bags. They are put together by a marketing company called Distinctive Assets. And I'm curious as to, grab that microphone, what is your take, Oscar?
Gentlemen, this is where we have gone too far. Because adding pepper spray and a GHB detector to a goodie bag says nothing about what this movement is about. The movement is about breaking that glass ceiling and having women get paid the same amount of money that men do, though they may not deserve it.
I thought Me Too was like like sexual harassment.
Yeah,
or something like
that. I think it's all equality. I think again, it's
Oscar's
a woman, right?
Oscar's turned it into money all the time.
Yeah, he does. And Oscar, didn't you before you were married? Didn't you hand out Oscar goodie bags to the ladies who were lucky enough to spend the evening with you?
No.
Well, they had GHB in.
Of course. They just also, didn't no need detector. No.
I had a wonderful moment at the Good Guys Club across the street last week, I looked at one of the young ladies and I told her she was a dream killer, and I also said that. I said, look, don't take this the wrong way, but when did you know that you were as attractive as, like at what age did you know?
She Smooth.
Was, and she said, well, I think probably around 19 when I never had to pay for any drink in my life. And I said, well, that's the right answer.
That's right. And then she followed that up by saying, and that was 43 years ago. They're quality over there. You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, a new study found that when people who smoke take smoke breaks, it adds up to about 6 total work days per year. Obviously, people who don't smoke don't take those breaks. Pony, I'm still so proud of you. I really
Thank
am.
You.
I'm
glad too early.
Glenda,
too
I'm
early.
Glad Glenda posted about it yesterday. Good Thank for you, her. She's your mom's proud of you too. A new survey asked people if non-smokers should get extra vacation days to make things fair. And believe it or not, the overwhelming answer from both non-smokers and smokers is yes. This surprises
wow.
me. 80% of non-smokers say they should get at least an extra day or two off, and 14% think they should get a full week off. 62% of smokers think their coworkers who don't smoke should get at least an extra day or two off, with 16% of them saying they should get a full extra week. What is your take, Oscar Santana?
We have too much time on our hands, gentlemen. These surveys are complete BS. I have worked in corporate radio. I've worked in corporate America, and to a man, whether you smoke in the hallways or you smoke on the loading dock, you're wasting time and you're getting paid for that wasted time.
Yes.
So if you want to do that, but know that you will be judged. Bottom line.
Yeah. You're saying basically dock them.
Don't give, take.
But no DACA.
No DACA. Thank you, Oscar. Thank you for that perspective. You're listening to Oscar.
Oscar's Take.
And now, Oscar, I thought of you when I saw this story. A guy from New Jersey. His name is Kenny Bachman. He was doing some heavy drinking while visiting friends in Morgantown, West Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
Hey!
Woo. That's where WVU is. Oscar spent some time there. On Friday night, he tried to take an Uber back to his friend's place, but he blacked out in the back of the car. When he woke up, his Uber driver told him they were still about an hour away from his destination, which didn't make sense. Then he figured out what happened. God, did I think of you when I read this story. Apparently, he punched his home address into the app instead of his friend's address.
Oh, no.
And without questioning it, the Uber driver drove him the entire way from West Virginia to New Jersey.
Yes.
Hey!
According to Google Maps, it's just over 300 miles from WVU to his place in Gloucester County, New Jersey, near Philly. They crossed through at least 4 states, and his final fare was more than $1,600.
Oh. Classic let's go Mountaineers move, as in the gentleman. Mike, I took a deep dive into this story yesterday when it broke last night, where I said, all right, how does this work exactly? Because I've spent a lot of time in Morgantown, and I've definitely drank at too many bars on High Street, right?
Which, this is cross promotion on Bode and the Mike O'Mara show.
This is the full drag. And we didn't even talk about this on Big O and Dukes. I'm just saying, I read the story on my own. Because I said, how does a Mountaineer end up in Jersey? Now, The majority of students that go to WVU are from New Jersey. They couldn't get into Rutgers, so they go to WVU, all right? You shouldn't know that, number one. Two, right. This dummy was so hammered, he pressed home on an Uber XL. An Uber XL is a larger car than a regular Uber X, sure. Right? So he upped his value on his ride home to Jersey by roughly $700.
Well, if you're going to be stupid, go big, right?
Yes. He called Uber and said, my bad, how about we work something out? You know what Uber said? Kick what rocks. You pay. Pay full price. That's my take.
Oh, my God. That's terrific. Moving right along, you're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take?
Is all the work and stress from your terrible boss keeping you up at night? Well, it ain't keeping them up. According to a new study, the more senior someone is in a company, the more sleep they get. There are two theories on why. One, the reason that they got to be so high in the company are their discipline and time management. So they now know how to balance their life and make sure they get enough sleep. I like these stories that are about real companies, but not ours.
Sure.
That's a fine theory, but it sounds less likely to me than the number two, which is they have time to sleep because they have assistants, and, you know, you dump the extra work on them. That's the way it works. Mm. What's your take on the underlings in companies getting less sleep?
It's B, because anyone that I know that is really successful, all the minutiae, the updating of websites, the updating of analytics, numbers are done by underlings. That they've essentially taken their success and they said, I'm going to teach other people to do this so I can live my life. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, if you're a one-man band, you do everything. And you can't go to sleep at a regular time if you're doing everything.
And what is the reason you don't delegate to your underlings all of that work that you just described?
Opioids.
Thank you very much.
Very nice.
Always that. You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's finally, Take.
Almost one in four guys, Oscar, have watched male-on-male porn, according to a new survey. Researchers at porn website YouPorn, have you ever checked that one out?
It's in the top five.
Found that 24% of heterosexual men say they watch gay content, while 39% of straight women have seen lesbian porn. Survey users also fessed up to some steamy offline habits. 36% of women polled reported having a same gender sexual experience, while 24% of males surveyed said they'd hooked up with another guy. What is your take on this, Oscar?
I think we're all curious in our own way, right? Whether you want to admit it or not. You can tell when a good-looking man.
Why was that?
And I think we've all hit a button at one time or another when we're surfing the web and we're on an adult site where you're like, oh, she looks hot. And then you're like, oh, it's just this different type of hot, right? It's like a transformer type of hot. And and then you might linger longer to say, am I into this or am I not? Sometimes you stay, sometimes you go. So I say everybody's looked by accident sometimes, but sometimes on purpose.
Old as the Roman Empire, Oscar says.
Yes.
And that's Oscar's Take, everybody.
Oscar's Take.
We have to take a break. And when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we will dive into the final audio vault of the week. And it's always a good one, isn't it? Isn't it, Rob?
It has been up till now, yes.
Very good. So today's will be the exception to the rule.
We shall see.
And we'll be right back. You can eat.
Ladies, are you looking for hot singles in your area? Looking to connect with some of the most eligible bachelors and be swept off your feet and led into the sunset? Looking to find that kind of romance that can only be found in that movie Titanic?
Yeah? Well, me too. But in the meantime, you can find plenty of stupid cat videos to fill the void in the TMOS Ladies Who Lunch Facebook group. Join today to get your weekly dose of stupid pictures and connect with plenty of hot singles in your area. If you count Ponyboy.
Here's to the ladies who lunch.
Stretch on the zoo. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, and we've got a very special message for you. Do you remember a while back when we said that if you subscribe to the TMOS Bonus Show, you would be eligible to win a $200 Amazon gift card?
Sure.
You didn't think we'd forget, did you?
Hell no!
Today, we are proud to announce our five big winners! Woo! Who will each receive a $200 Amazon gift card? Congratulations to Lance Tischhauser!
Yeah! Lance!
Valerie Aslan.
Valerie!
Go ass!
Laura Fossone.
Laura!
David Page.
Turn the page! Woo!
And our favorite, Ramon Martinez.
Yeah. Let's do this.
Thank you to everyone who continues to support the Mike O'Mara Bonnie Show. The future of TMOS depends on you, and we thank you for being the best listeners on the planet. By the way, it's not too late to get in on the Bonnie Show fun. Just click the Bonnie Show banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So please, quit sucking. And now, David Letterman. It's kind of my Alan Coulter read there. Let's open up the audio vault, shall we? And then at the end of the show today, I might have a little song poem slash thing.
Oh, I like that. Sometimes, Mike, I run into a piece of news or copy that makes me want to talk like Scott Shannon. So, okay. But before I say that, do you know what a milliner is?
A milliner? Is that a hat maker?
Exactly. Very good.
I thought it was like a golf
term. Hey, I got it. I got it on the first guess.
How do you know hat maker?
That's well,
so
he has
strange.
That beautiful hat.
Well, because, oh, you know, right. Back in the day, we had milliners and we had blacksmiths when I was a child. Or when I was a child without biting my lip.
Cobblers.
When I was a child.
You had cobblers?
Sure. Mike, yes. I want to talk about a Florida milliner named Odilian Ozar. Do you know what he did?
What did he do?
I want to tell you a little bit about this because this is really funny. This guy has built the world's tallest hat.
I'm a local artist and a milliner. A milliner is a hat maker. I've built here the world's tallest hat. It's 18 feet, 9 inches tall. Previous record was 9 feet, 9 inches tall. It took several weeks to make it. You can't move much. If you move, it's going to fall over. People who do things differently are always looked at as an unusual. And then when the world comes around to understand them and adapt those things, then they become visionaries. Right now, you might think it's a little silly to wear a very tall top hat, but in 10 years from now, this may catch on. You may see George Clooney wearing the top hat on the runway.
I don't think it's silly to wear a 19-foot tall hat. What do you think, monkey boy?
Do you still have your big hat, milliner?
I do. My milliner hat is up in the right-hand corner, but I'm writing my song on the fly.
Oh, no worries. So I can do your thing.
Okay, the Utah state representatives did something they should not do. And, yes. Mike, I need you to pay just attention because you'll need to blow
those
up.
I'm here. I'm paying attention.
They wrote a rap song about how a bill becomes a law, and they set it to the theme of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, nice.
And they don't care. That's the problem. But here's the way a bill becomes a law.
Now, this is a story all about how
our bills get flipped into a law.
I'd like to take a minute and just sit right there.
I'll tell you how a bill becomes law in this or chain bag.
Your tax dollars at work.
Iowa, right?
In a legislative Utah. Mind, an idea is raised.
In the law book is where they spend most of their day.
Drafting out, maxing out, hardly relaxing, all cool.
And I'll introduce some bills inside of House Chambers.
We're more than a couple of guys. Start reviewing the bill.
Are they making changes in committee on the Hill?
They may get one.
Mike, please blow it up. Please.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I can't, Rob. I'm doing something here.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Boom, boom. So that's what's going on in Utah. This next tape was
briefly.
Right. Yes.
I had to look this up. The fact that they have so many electorates in Utah and you have so much time to actually produce a video like this really pisses me off.
It bothers me,
The things that aren't being done.
Why
the
do they
right
have
now?
So much time in Provo?
Mormons.
Answer me that, monkey boy. Okay, I think this borders on child abuse. This was trending on YouTube yesterday. A toddler, under 2 looked like, maybe 2 years old, wanted to try wasabi.
Okay.
Because the parents were eating sushi, right? So they let her taste the wasabi, and her reaction, I will say, is priceless.
Want to try wasabi?
No.
Do you want to try it?
No.
Okay.
Wasabi.
Do you want to try it? Smell it. Smell it first.
Help!
She tasted a minuscule dot of wasabi, which is bad parenting, but the child's reaction
you don't
is...
give your kids wasabi, for God's sake.
And she said, help.
Help. Help. Now, here's help. Good news. Kelly Ripa... Said,
I'll help. Anyway, go ahead.
I like it. All of my nerve receptors are dead.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
Where'd that come from? Kelly Ripa. Right. Stop talking. Kelly Stop Ripa talking. Supports Ryan Seacrest.
I just want you to know that you are a privilege to work with, and I adore you. And I'm speaking on behalf of...
Oh, yes, Kelly. Oh, yes.
I know what an easy, professional, great person you are, and I feel very, very lucky to work with you each and every day. And we all do. We all do.
You are happiness.
You are happiness.
Your happiness wrapped in chocolate. So there.
By the way, happiness wrapped in chocolate is a category on youporn.com. You can check that out.
When someone says you are happiness, that means I'm guilty.
Yeah, I think so.
Allegedly.
Let us close with this. These are scary times we live in. Vladimir Putin has issued an animated presentation showing how they can blow up the United States without being fought by any sort of defense missile system.
It's anti-ballistic.
He said it's absolutely it's useless against the system, although I doubt it because they didn't show actual footage. They showed an animation of it. So here's the
computer animation.
Here's the animation that Russia issued yesterday.
At last, after 2,000 years of work, the Illudium Q-36 explosive space modulator.
Pardon me again, Doc, but yeah. Just what did you That's mean Megyn Kelly. By that crack about the Earth being gone?
Oh, I'm going to blow it up. Where's the kaboom? There was supposed to be an earth-shattering kaboom.
So batten down the hatches and be ready for whatever they got. That is your magic audio
That's
ball.
That's the audio ball.
Have a good Friday, everybody. Woo! Good weekend.
And I leave you with one last little thing, ladies and gentlemen, on the Mike O'Mara Show fan page.
Okay.
From Cameron Huntley, who wrote, I will read it to you.
Okay.
Over 33 minutes of the mailbag, WTF. The fact is, this was not an improvement. So I just wanted to say thank you, Cameron. Oh. That was very, very, very kind of you. And then I wrote a little thing. I'm really sick of guys named Cameron. And I thought that was a fun reference to the George Carlin.
Yeah, of course.
And then Cameron wrote back to me, well, I guess we should have donated to your donuts for the Little League then. Because Cameron doesn't get it. So Cameron, this is a song for you.
Oh, just for him.
Cameron Huntley is a douchebag. Cameron Huntley is a stain. Cameron Huntley is a hemorrhoid. Cameron Huntley has no brain. Cameron Huntley is an asshat. Cameron Huntley is a hump. Screw yourself, Cameron Huntley. I see you when I take a dump. Thank you very much. There you go. That's it.
Thank you for closing the vault.
My pleasure. That's it, everybody. We gotta get out of here.
Cameron Huntley.
Be sure. I'll leave him that. I rarely leave the weekend show with that, but that's fun. Anyway, be sure to get our TMOS app and unlock the Mike O'Mara Show 24 hours a day. Send your messages for our Tuesday mailbag to Rob with an extra B at MikeO'MaraShow.com. All regular mail, TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Each day, 96 Americans killed by guns. Visit every town for gun safety to find out how we can end gun violence in America. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye, monkey boy.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Hi, Mike.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.